Hello, my name is Molly.
Ooh, I love the way you grow.
And I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, peace, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Dr. Susan Craig, who's joining us from Northern California. Dr. Susan Craig has a doctorate in educational leadership. She stopped eating all animal products 33 years ago as a commitment to nonviolence towards all beings. In 2017, her Northern California home was destroyed in a massive wildfire that killed 44 people. She was able to evacuate all of her rescued chihuahuas and cats to safety, with the exception of a feral cat who survived the fire and was retrieved a month later. Susan relocated to an off-grid homestead in rural Northern California, which she named Happy Chihuahua Acres. She has studied veganic and sustainable grow biointensive gardening practices, grows much of her own food, and teaches veganic gardening classes. Susan is a founding member of the recently established North American Veganic Certification Standard, and her mini farm is certified veganic. Along with her mini farm, Susan has a private sanctuary for rescued animals. She has 8 dogs, 5 cats, and 4 goats. Susan has taught yoga for 17 years and is a World Peace Diet facilitator. A retired educator, Susan's highest priorities at this point in her life are to advocate for the animals and the earth, specifically through educating others about the urgent necessity of going vegan for the animals and the environment. Sustainable living through growing one's own food veganically and through raising awareness about climate engineering, a widespread yet little acknowledged practice that is a key factor in the unfolding biosphere collapse. Welcome, Dr. Susan Craig. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
And thank you so much, Marlene. It's an honor to be here. I apologize for my barking dogs in the background. Hold on one moment. Yeah, it's an honor to be here, Marlene, and I so appreciate this opportunity to spread awareness around the new North American Veganic Certification Standard and also the practice of climate engineering. I want to start, as you mentioned, I've been vegan for 33 years, but I did not make the connection between animal agriculture and the collapse of the environment until around 2014, when Cowspiracy came out, the movie Cowspiracy. And that began to raise my awareness around the environmental impact of animal agriculture on top of the cruelty towards animals, the violence inflicted just by eating them and exploiting them. So that stayed in my psyche, and I began to investigate climate change. In 2017, 2 months after I retired from a full-time school administration, I lost my tiny home to a massive wildfire. I reinvented my life at that point. I found an off-grid rural property in Northern California, and I decided I wanted to learn how to grow my own food and live as close to nature and as sustainably as I could. So that was in 2017. I began a study of grow biointensive sustainable gardening practices with John Jevons, who happens to live near me. I had never heard of him before, but he developed the grow biointensive methodology, which is a closed-loop sustainable gardening practice, meaning one does not bring in external inputs, such as bring in truckloads of dirt and bags full of fertilizers in order to garden. The practice is to learn how to self-create through composting and other practices, how to create fertile soil and grow one's own food as much as possible. And I began teaching monthly gardening classes on Zoom of the Grow Biointensive Veganic Method. And I want the listeners to know I am now teaching the 2023 series. The classes are free on Zoom once a month. No gardening experience is necessary. I connected with a gardener, a veganic gardener in Canada, Jimmy Vidal. Jimmy developed the North American Veganic Certification Standard, which is a veganic certification for gardeners and farmers in Canada, the United States, and Mexico. There are three of us who are the founding members: Jimmy Vidal, James Macueg, who is another veganic farmer in Canada, and myself. And all three of us have taken our own farms through the veganic certification process. And it's important for listeners to know that organic produce, while far better than commercial produce, is not grown using vegan methods. Organic standards permit a variety of slaughterhouse byproducts, including animal manures, bone products, blood products, bird feathers. And so although pesticides and herbicides are often prohibited, the animal products are generally pretty endemic in organic produce. So better than commercial, but certainly not vegan. With the veganic certification and the veganic gardening classes, one can actually learn easily how to grow food using only plant products. It's the most sustainable way to garden, and it's the healthiest and better for the animals, better for the earth. So I want to now just mention my mini animal rescue. And I do feel that as a vegan, I have a moral obligation as much as possible to take in rescued animals. I have now two goats who were rejects from a lifetime of misery on a goat dairy farm. Fortunately for them, they had health issues, and so the dairy farm gave them away. I'm sure they would have otherwise been killed. I have a goat who is the sole surviving member of a herd that was burned alive in a wildfire. So I've got one goat who is a wildfire survivor. And I have an elderly goat who we believe was used for breeding. I have six chihuahuas and two Dobermans. All are from rescues or shelters. All are vegan. I have four vegan cats and one feral cat who I feed vegan meals twice a day. So please, if you can, adopt from a shelter or rescue and take in animals. Now, I want to go into a little discussed topic, which is about climate engineering. When I moved to my farm, I began to notice in the sky a lot of jet aircraft leaving long white trails that literally extended horizon to horizon. And I thought it was a little strange, but honestly, I didn't question it, and I hadn't looked up sufficiently to notice this. I don't know whether this wasn't happening as much where I lived in the Bay Area, but it's very pervasive where I am living in a rural area that really shouldn't be having a lot of jet aircraft flying overhead. With the pandemic came a lot of sharing of information, some of which was not mainstream, on social media. And I happened to see a post about geoengineering. This was a couple of years ago. And I had been in the process of exploring and questioning everything. And so I followed that link and read about it and then immediately went to geoengineeringwatch.org, the website, and began to read a lot of the seemingly well-researched material on geoengineering. And it was congruent. The information was congruent with what I was directly observing at my home. And I began to watch a lot more carefully what was happening with these jet aircraft flying overhead, horizon-to-horizon trails, not condensation. There's just no way. These trails often will slowly dissipate and create a silvery white film in the sky that hangs out for hours. And it's not normal. And it's not natural. I've seen other things. I had a grove of 20 fir trees near my house. Fir trees are the predominant evergreen in the California forests. And in this grove of 20 trees, 2 years ago, 10 of them died. Quickly, very quickly. That is not normal. I live in a very rural area. There's virtually no urban runoff. And a couple of days ago with the rain, there were big mounds of, it was like soap suds. It was huge mounds of bubbles in the water runoff in the middle of nowhere. So just things that don't seem natural are happening. And so in my research on the geoengineeringwatch.org website that's run by Dane Wigington, who is also a Northern California rural resident, he's been looking into this for a couple of decades now. He's been doing research which has been documented in a film called The Dimming that can be found on that website, where they did air analysis. They actually flew aircraft up into the streams that these jet aircraft were spewing and did air analyses and found high levels of aluminum. There's now graphene being found, plastic nanoparticles. And so the concern is we're being, no matter how careful we are about how our own health practices, we can't opt out of breathing the air. And if our atmosphere is being destroyed, it affects all of us, wherever we are on the world. I'm not going to get into why it's being done so much or a detailed attempt at explanation because I'm not the expert here. Anyone who is interested in further information, I would strongly encourage you to go to geoengineeringwatch.org, read some of the material, and there is a weekly news report on Saturdays. Every Saturday, it's an audio report. If you sign up, you can receive that link to that report. It's also on the website, and listen to that report, which I do without fail every week. I have noticed that the mainstream media is doing zero reporting on this. There is almost complete silence on this, and I do believe that it is a widespread practice. I am connected through social media with individuals and other continents and other parts of the world, and there's a continual posting of photographs of this happening. So it's not just a U.S. thing. It's something that's widespread, and it's happening on top of the practices that that civilization is engaging in that is harming the planet, the carbon-based burning of fossil fuels continually, the loot, plunder, pillage, which is a term Dane Wigington uses a lot, which is a driving force behind humanity's decision thousands of years ago to begin herding animals, to begin selectively breeding animals for flesh, for dairy, for eggs. It's a continuum. And I believe that the planet is being poisoned intentionally, in addition to all of the environmental impact of our collective activities.
We're listening to Dr. Susan Craig, who's joining us from Northern California via Skype. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Susan Craig. We're listening now to the music of Dr. Will Tuttle. This is Beyond the Sky. Dr. Tuttle on piano, his spouse Madeline on flute. We started out this program by listening to the music of DJ K-Van Motivation, Water.
All I need now is water. All I need now is water. All I need now is water. All I need now is water. Water.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you for listening to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We're joined by Dr. Susan Craig of Happy Chihuahua Acres, a veganic mini farm in Northern California, certified by the North American Veganic Certification Standard. We're continuing our conversation with Susan about climate engineering. She's sounding the alarm on climate engineering.
Well, I want to mention one other thing, and this is on Dane Wigington's website, Geoengineering Watch. Meteorologists, so those who do the weather modeling, are actually under an illegal gag order. And in the United States, all of the weather modeling is done by defense contractors Raytheon and Lockheed Martin. And so the scripts that are developed by Raytheon and Lockheed Martin around the weather and what's happening are what is being read by meteorologists. So we're being fed filtered information, and we're not being told the truth about what's happening. And I would urge anyone who is concerned to do the following. One, go vegan if you are not already vegan, and advocate for veganism. It's an imperative for the animals and for the planet. There cannot be a serious discussion about averting climate collapse without veganism being in the plan. Number two, research about geoengineering by going to the most credible source, which is geoengineeringwatch.org. Share this information with others. I have found that people can only take small bits of information at a time, so I share that information in small bits and do direct people towards this information source. And finally, make other lifestyle changes to reduce one's impact on the planet and on life on earth because it's the right thing to do. I do feel we're very much in a up against the wall moment, and I think it's urgent. These are urgent matters. These are the matters that are most urgent to me that I have dedicated my time and energy to sharing and awakening others to. Thank you, Marlene, very much for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you very much, Dr. Susan Craig.
Okay, I want to mention one reason I believe that we're not hearing more about climate engineering is that climate scientists are largely academics in university institutions, the environmental groups, and even larger agencies such as the UN and, of course, Bill Gates. There's a financial incentive to engage in climate engineering and keep it going. It's a huge, millions of tons of these particulates are being sprayed worldwide, and so it's a very big covert business. And I also wanted to mention HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, look it up. It's a high-intensity microwave transmission array in Alaska. It is co-operated by the U.S. military and the University of Alaska. There are HAARP-like facilities all over the planet that are able to cause high-pressure zones and drive weather. So I would definitely, I would recommend looking up HAARP. That is something that is real and is contributing to climate engineering. And the other piece is that weather, if one looks at satellite imagery, one can see how the weather is being directed by these microwave transmissions, and yet there's no mention of this on the media by our meteorologists. So continue to investigate credible sources. I recommend Geoengineering Watch. California has had an unusually high level of snow this year, and where I live, we typically get maybe a couple of inches once or twice a year, and we've had much more snow this year. And I noticed one morning it was raining steadily. It was above freezing, raining, not hail, not snow, rain, and I heard a fleet of jets fly over, and immediately it changed to snow. Coincidence? You decide, as Dane Wigington says. You decide. Seems very suspicious. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Susan Craig. And is there any contact information that you could share with our listeners?
Yeah, my direct email address is drsusancraig@icloud.com. It's at drsusancraig@icloud.com. And I can also be found on Facebook under Susan Craig and in the Certified Veganic Facebook page as well.
We're listening to Dr. Susan Craig via Skype in rural Northern California. Susan owns and manages Happy Chihuahua Acres, a 40-acre, off-grid, solar-powered, veganic mini farm and animal sanctuary. Happy Chihuahua Acres is one of the founding members of North American Veganic Certification Standard. Thank you so much, Susan. And we're coming to a close in the interview for today. Could you please give us a recap of Happy Chihuahua Acres and also North American Veganic Certification Standard?
I'd be happy to, Marlene. So Happy Chihuahua Acres was established in 2018. It's an off-grid mini farm, sustainable mini farm in Northern California. Moved here as a result of losing my house in a wildfire and connecting the dots around climate collapse and our lifestyles. And I have been through grow biointensive sustainable gardening training, I am now teaching free veganic gardening classes on Zoom and working with Jimmy Vidal and James McQuag. The three of us are the founding members of North American Veganic Certification Standard. Check out the website, certifiedveganic.org. And if you are a gardener or farmer, consider getting your farm or garden certified veganic and spread the word about veganic gardening practices. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Susan. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much, Marlene. Thanks for spreading the important word about veganism.
Got it for the truck and a muff. Plant Demic by DJ K-Van Motivation featuring Sarah.
Got that green on me at all times and the chlorophyll for the glow up. I reap what I sow, karmic law, keep the crew around when I pull up. My seeds heirloom, breed rare blooms, breathe deep then I blow up. Spit a bomb, verse snake palms, worth chill on the grind just when I show up, bruh. Pardon the flex, give y'all the fruits of my labor so you know the quality fresh. Unconventional flow, non-GMO bars, only harvest the best. Drip, keep the people well fed from this black earth that's a sovereign finesse. Audibly raising a new crop of base from the acres of juice on the bottom of my chest. Changing the landscape for the fam's sake, 10 toes down. We're from underground to the sky's the limit with these nappy roots in this fertile mound. This top shelf, homie, high grade. Drop an ounce worth of my tirade. Make them get a taste for that plant base. Drop a gold brick on a whole pound, eh? Chasing them grocery bags. I'm eating good for the summer. Keep my plate full with the spinach and kale. Now I got the hood on the come up. Ain't nothing artificial. I'm natural inclined to sun every pest that may run up. Rock stay groundbreaking with this permaculture. Serving food for thought. So who won it? Yeah.
Water by DJ K-Vem Motivation. Much thanks to DJ K-Vem for sharing his music. And much thanks to my guest, Dr. Susan Craig, owner and manager of the Veganic Mini Farm and Animal Sanctuary, Happy Chihuahua Acres in Northern California. Much thanks to North American Veganic Certification Standard and to all our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week at the same time. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you peace, prosperity, abundance, and love.
Ooh, planted my green onions. Grew the plant from the ceiling. From the very deep beginning. Ooh, watching the nuts sprout grow. No wind gon' blow. Farmer always gon'